Good morning. Aloha from Florida. So 4-3-2-1, the four versions of gravity, the three body problem, the two hypotheticals, and one simple truth. The four versions of gravity are this. The first one is the little g, and that is Newton and mass attracting mass. Never been proven, still just a theory. And then you have the big G, which is Einstein and the bending of space and time. They needed that because the little g didn't explain everything, so they had to do away with the ether and try to come up with more experiments and math magic and chalkboard calculations to try to confirm their belief system that the Earth is a spinning wet rock in outer space. But again, the big G, never been proven. And then you have astrophysicists arguing with other astrophysicists about the third one, quantum gravity. Oh my, the world of delusion, the world of imagination, fantasy land is what I call it. And there's no such thing as quantum gravity. It's all nonsense. And then you have entropic gravity, which is gravity resulting from entropy. Oh my. All four of these versions of gravity are nothing more than math magic, so they can try to create or come up with a theory that matches their belief system. It's all nonsense. In the real world, the only thing we need is relative density and electrical forces. Now, the three body problem. What is that? It is an unsolvable problem, according to most scientists. It says this, that you cannot get, or you cannot create a model of more than two bodies of mass rotating and revolving around each other without the entire system becoming chaotic and collapsing on itself and destroying itself. Meanwhile, the heliocentric hypothesis has over 100 bodies allegedly rotating around each other perfectly in repeating cycles. Okay, sure. So the three body problem is a massive problem for the globe theory. It just doesn't work. And then you have the two hypotheticals. Now this one is huge. What are they? They are dark matter and dark energy. Never been seen, never been proven, just made up so they could do more math magic and more chalkboard calculations so they can try to get closer to their belief system with a weak theory based on false assumptions. So the two hypotheticals are dark matter and dark energy, and guess what? That makes up 96% of the globe theory. 96% of the heliocentric hypothesis is hypothetical. Just math magic, chalkboard calculations. There is no dark matter. There is no dark energy moving around in our skies. Is there electricity? Sure. Electromagnetism rules this realm. Now, the two hypotheticals and then the one simple truth. The one simple truth is that water, when it is undisturbed, seeks its level and must be contained. The one simple truth is that water debunks the entire heliocentric hypothesis. No one can prove that that right there displays convexity on its surface, regardless of scale, regardless of altitude. No one can prove observable, measurable, repeatable convexity on the surface of any large body anywhere in reality, regardless of altitude. So that simple truth, water debunks the entire heliocentric hypothesis. Water makes the globe theory laughable. If you could start trusting the natural physics of a large body of water and trust your eyes that the horizon is always horizontal, it is always flat, it is always level, and just trust what you see and trust what you feel and start doing long distance observations yourself and figuring out pretty fast that you're seeing things far, far, far in the distance that you would not be able to see at all. There's a new chart out of people doing moon observations. It's called the impossible moon observations because one of the people on this chart are on the east side of Africa. Someone else is on the west side of South America, and they're both observing the moon at the same time. Impossible if the Earth were a globe. You would have to be looking through the entire Earth to see the moon from the east coast of Africa to the west coast of South America. So everything only makes sense on flat Earth. Nothing makes sense on the globe. The globe is a belief system. The globe is BS. You can have your belief system, you can believe in whatever you want, but when you start looking into the heliocentric hypothesis and questioning it, it starts to fall apart right before your eyes. You start realizing quickly that it is nothing more than claims without evidence. Meanwhile, in the real world, our observable objective reality is always flat and stationary. Always has been, always will be. Have a great day. God bless.
Tartaria was everywhere, and history as we know it has been completely fabricated. At first, we thought maybe the Dark Ages were just unclear, but it turns out they were invented to push a lot of events further into the past. We realized that it wasn't just small parts of history that might be wrong. Everything was made up. One fascinating thing is the architecture we find around the world. In almost every city, you'll find ancient Gothic-style buildings with incredibly intricate designs. People look at them and say, oh, that's just how they built things back then. But some of these buildings are absolutely stunning. Think about it. If we lived in a feudal society where everyone was working just to survive, how would anyone have had the time, resources, or motivation to build something so elaborate and that worked the way they did? These buildings weren't just practical structures like free energy generators. They were artistic expressions. They were built to be functional and beautiful, to celebrate what was being created. But we don't build like that anymore. The complexity and beauty of these structures are clues that we didn't live in the same pay-to-survive system we're trapped in now. Tartaria was a global civilization, incredibly advanced and powered by free energy, likely based on etheric energy. It existed up until about 200 or 250 years ago. Estimates place its early origins around the mid-17th century, and its destruction came shortly after. They've been lying to you all along.